This is Morning Edition on WGBH. I'm Bob C. The New England fishing industry continues to experience growing pains. For some fishing families, however, it is more like convulsions. Last year at this time, in an effort to sustain and replenish ground fish stocks such as cod, the National Marine Fisheries Service implemented a new regulatory system called sectors. Marine scientists and quite a few fishermen viewed sectors as a step above the previous system, which sets limits on the number of days that professional anglers could be at sea. Sectors are essentially cooperatives that pull together fishing rights based on the histories of its members. On Friday, we spoke with a longtime fisherman named Eric Hess, based out of Harwichport, and he said this about sectors.
I have been able to fish in a way that is more effective for my business than under days at sea. I've been able to market my fish more effectively, choose my fishing locations, and actually which species I target.
But another fisherman, Tim Barrett, has a decidedly different view of sectors. Barrett has also been fishing since the mid-80s out of Plymouth. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bob.
Tim, you worked on and off the past year, but mainly off this winter. How are the sectors affecting your livelihood and why?
Well, the sectors, from my aspect, have essentially eliminated all my commercial ground fishing for the winter. I've lost probably 60% of my gross income due to the fact I've been given a low allocation.
Well, you were featured on our special series titled Rough Waters, and at the time you were interviewed last year, you were working with your brother Ed, and you were trying to scuff out a living on your boat, the Odessa. What are your prospects at sea this fishing season?
Well, this season, still not going to be able to fish. There's been a slight increase in some of the quota. However, my allocation still remains too low to even pay for the fees that are related to joining a sector. So I'm going to have to wind up joining a sector and then leasing whatever allocation I have to other people in the sector.
Well, you and other fishermen sat down recently with Senator John Kerry to talk about the problems in your industry. What was that conversation like?
Well, my brother Ed, who's here today as well, would be able to comment more on that.
Go ahead, Ed.
Well, Senator Kerry and Senator Kerry's staff have been meeting with us. They, I believe, are understanding the problem that we face here on the South Shore. But the New England Fisheries Management Council can be painfully slow. And I was at the council meeting in Mystic, Connecticut, and the heart of what our problem is, which is the original allocation, that discussion that was promised to us when sectors were formed has been put off once again for another who knows long. So we're all twisting in the wind here. As long as our allocations remain low, this is a pretty unworkable, and it's been very devastating for ports such as Sandwich, Plymouth, Scituate, Green Harbor,
Provincetown.
So it's very problematic.
Well, there have been some increases, at least in the amount of cod you're able to haul in. So doesn't that help at all, or is it still not make it worthwhile to even go out?
Well, it's a percentage increase. Now, if you're dealing with a percentage that's too low to be profitable, then it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, we're looking
for Gulf of Maine.
We're looking at a 6% increase for Gulf of Maine cod. It's going to be a negligible amount of fish on my allocation. My allocation is going to go up 20%, but I probably lost 70%.
So in terms of your experience, the sector's management system is just a continuation of overregulation.
Yep, it has even further regulated an already complex process.
We've been speaking with both Tim Barrett and his brother Ed Barrett, fishermen since 1983, based out of Plymouth. I want to thank both of you for being with us this morning here on Morning Edition.
Thank you
very much.
Bob. Appreciate it very much.